Hey, what's happening out there? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to talk about white sharks, tigers, and bull sharks and their presence in the media. What does this mean? It means that every bite, every scenario is compared to one of these three species. Not that one has to mention their names all the time, but when people hear the word shark, they quote-unquote see a white shark with open mouth or anything related to these three species. First of all, these three species stand for all the other shark species out there. And this is my first problem. We have over 500 shark species from the top water layers down to thousands of meters from the immediate shoreline to the high seas off the Pacific and the Atlantic. But not just the geography and distribution of these species is extremely diverse. They also have different sizes, from a few centimeters to 10 meters and even more. Then there's the diversity of their food sources and foraging strategies, and on and on. So these three species are not just not a representative of all the sharks out there, they are actually the very exception to these sharks out there. But as with so much out in the ether and World Wide Web, once we have a certain image in our mind, once it is created, it is hard or nearly impossible to change it due to the constant flood of these wrongful images that created the wrong image in the first place. In upcoming podcasts, I will talk about all the prominent shark species out there, their behavior and other noteworthy details. But here, I'd like to give you an idea how much this wrongful presentation of the three species hurt the overall image of sharks. Just picture Jaws, the movie. What a load of crap arose from that, right? But the scientists back then were not able to contradict the presented scenario or character of sharks in general, since they as well believe that sharks are dangerous. So what must the general public believe when even scientists had a similar opinion? Speaking of shark scientists, even today there are quite a few so-called shark experts out there who believe that they have a profound opinion about the behavior and being of a shark, but never interacted with them, never dived with them, snorkeled with them, freedived with them, whatever. And even if they had dived 10 or 20 times with some sharks, that is not a base to have a relevant opinion. I heard an interview and narrator asked this scientist, "So you have dived with sharks?" And he said, "Yes, I have." And, you know, that would imply, well, he knows what he's talking about. And I know exactly. He did not dive more than three times with sharks in his whole life. So how about that? But unfortunately, these idiots are hardly challenged by the general public. If you want to have a background that matters and survive scrutiny, you should be among sharks on a daily basis. And not just with a single species, but with all the big ones out there, like the whites, the tigers, the bulls, the hammerheads, the blues, the makos, and on and on. But then you also need to face these sharks under different scenarios, using different activities. So you see where I'm going with this, right? A few wrongful opinions in the critical places will have always a devastating effect, and it shows. The idea we have about sharks is not because there was research done that concluded, well, sharks are dangerous. No, it is basically was formed based on these few scientists who did not want to go in the water because they believed sharks are dangerous. And, of course, they wrote the books on it, and in the books it was explained why the sharks are dangerous. Bottom line was, it was a lot of crap. If you had a few hours, I could do a podcast on all these wrongful assumptions of these experts, but then again, who has the time and who wants to waste that time? No, what I want to talk about today is why it is these three species that are always mentioned when there is an incident. That white sharks are always in the limelight is pretty simple because of the movie and their sheer size, but why bull sharks and why tiger sharks? If I mention a tiger shark and ask a person what he or she knows about this animal, I always hear that they eat everything, even trash, and the so-called trash eater. If I ask people what they know about bull sharks, I always get the answer that they are the most aggressive. I don't want to go into aggression and why it doesn't exist among sharks, but just use these terms now, trash eater and aggression. So, if we summarize, we have, based on media out there, large sharks that are aggressive, feed on anything and everything, and have their death stare and just zero tolerance, as seen in Jaws. So since we can agree that sharks are not just these three species, or maybe Mako's and sand tigers included, just sand tigers because they look a little dangerous, we would soon get into other sharks that have no negative attributes. None of the above could be attributed to nurse sharks, cat sharks, pygmy sharks, angel sharks, or any of the other species. So we have to remain within this small boundary of these three species, or five or six species at the end, in order to keep the fear and misconception alive. And that is wrong. Not just that we crucify these three species with assumptions that could not be further from our twisted reality, we even imply that all the other species out there fall under the same attributes. What if we would not have these flagship species? Would it be different? I truly believe so. Of course, people could say that we wouldn't have much less incidents if sharks are indeed different than from the human-created image. True. But the fact remains that we only identify about 10 to 20% of the species per year that were involved in incidents. So does that mean that other species could arise beside the three? Absolutely. And it's one genus that where actually I'm absolutely sure will rise to the top. The genus is called Carcharhinus. Carcharhinus species, for example, the bull shark. But not just the bull sharks are involved in incidents, but they are, to a larger extent, black tip sharks, spinner sharks, silky sharks, all species that have been involved in bites along the east coast of Florida, where we count most incidents on a yearly basis. So although we use the three main species as the main animals involved in these incidents, that's by far not true. And other animal groups, as the one like I just mentioned, the Carcharhinus species, will rise to the top. So how come people hardly know of this? Simple. None of the just mentioned species is big. They mostly range between 1 and 2 meters, if at all. So, too small for good headlines? Absolutely. So, does that mean we created whom we consider worthy to be a bad shark? Correct again. And this is devastating to every effort of protecting these incredible animals. In order to have at least a small success, we have to change people's attitude, because we do not protect what we're afraid of. It's that simple. Protecting pandas, no problem. Protecting fawns, no problem. Protecting ducklings or whatever, no problem. Why? Because we consider them cute and feel we must lay our protecting hand over something so innocent. So does that mean that sharks are not innocent? Based on a view on this viewpoint, we think so. Sharks are doomed because we do not feel that they are innocent and protection is not needed. So what could help them? What could help them is people being in the water with these creatures, interacting with them, and show that an interaction is not different to the ones with dogs, cats, and horses. When I realized that in the early 90s, I had a simple approach. Go out there, jump in with bull sharks, tigers, and white sharks, and show the world that just because you face a shark, it won't lead to an incident or a bite. But what I did not count on back then was that people, including the scientists of the time, were not ready yet. The general public called me idiot, cowboy, and any other not-so-flattering labels. And even my colleagues, who should know better, well, they pretty much blew in the same horn. Why? Because here's a person, me, that tries to show that sharks are not dangerous. So, of course, most of my colleagues flew with the idea, hey, I'm working with a dangerous animal, hey, look at me, you know, I'm cool. So I took the wind out of their sails, and of course they didn't like it because they, most of them, even today, do not swim with sharks. So, of course, I could see why I'm a threat to them, but it was quite ugly after, for example, when I got bitten and seemingly confirmed their theory that sharks are dangerous and basically, well, I had, they shoved it in my mouth. Well, look what happened to the guy that says sharks are not dangerous. But anyway, my bite, the outcome, how it happened, and all these things, that's a topic for another show. And we do not have to talk about this here. So what I'm saying overall is we use some species of sharks out of convenience that actually support the image of a dangerous and vicious animal, ignoring that the majority of these sharks are by far not the way we want to see them. Actually, none of these sharks is the way we want to see them. So it is up to us to actually change that attitude, change the past, change how the media, how the internet sees sharks. And only then would we have or will we have a slight chance to turn the rudder around one more time and steer off the devastation that we started to see. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.